Tomorrow is the solemnity of St. Patrick, the patron of the Archdiocese of New York. When St. Patrick comes to mind, we of course probably think of corned beef, shamrocks, Guinness beer, and all the outfits that come out on that day. People go out and really party, which in some ways is a good thing within reason. But our patron was chosen not because he was jolly or because of a random idea. It was because the Irish at the time were the predominant Catholics in New York City in the, I believe it was the 19th century. And St. Patrick wasn't someone who really lived a life of pleasure, who lived a life of celebrating much at all. He was enslaved, actually, at the age of about 14. He was born in Scotland to a father who was Roman. His mother was from Gaul, which is present-day France. And he was captured by Irish pirates. He was a slave there for about 6 years and tended to sheep. His master was apparently a chieftain and also a high priest of Druidism, a type of pagan, unorganized religion. But due to divine providence, St. Patrick learned the Celtic language, and this would do him good, and a lot of good, to the Irish years later, when he returned as a priest, as a missionary, to convert many thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, of Irish pagans to the Catholic faith. He escaped at an early age, probably around 20 years old, and he escaped back to his home to Britain, where he met a great saint, Saint Germain, who was a bishop. Saint Germain trained him to become a priest and brought Patrick along on a trip to fight the heresies of Pelagius. Pelagius was, I believe, you could say he was a formal heretic. He believed in teachings of the church that were, well, teachings that were contrary to the church, believing that we could get to heaven by our own effort, which is clearly false. And so the Pope at that time charged a priest to go to Ireland, to go also to fight these errors, this heresy. But eventually, I think that priest passed, and then Saint Patrick was sent instead and was ordained a bishop before going to Ireland. Saint Patrick, you could say, had first went to Ireland and faced great struggles by being enslaved. His second trip was fruitful in that he would convert many thousands of Irish, but he came up against many of these Druid chieftains, many nobles in the area who really, I think, enslaved him about at least 12 times. He was captured and somehow fled about 12 times at the very least. That's an astronomical number to be captured that many times, 13 at least total in his life. But through his perseverance and the grace that he received and the example that he received from Saint Germain, he ordained at least 350 men to become bishops in Ireland. It's pretty incredible the work he did over a few decades to convert the Irish pagans. So what does Saint Patrick have to do with us today in our archdiocese? I think in the 19th century, there were many obstacles to the Catholic faith, many obstacles to practicing the faith. If you go down to Greenwich Village, you'll see our Dominican church, Dominican parish, St. Joseph's, and you'll notice that it doesn't really look very much like St. Vincent Ferrer or St. Catherine of Siena. The facade is very different. It's very plain, very simple. And it's meant that way to sort of blend in because of the persecution the Catholics faced in Manhattan at that time that it was built. This is a regular occurrence in different nations. Even after the French Revolution, there is a Dominican priory in Paris. You would never know it because it's sort of camouflaged. It looks just like another building in the area. And this is meant, really, in some ways, to protect Catholics, to protect them from persecution. And so St. Patrick comes into play because of divine providence. It's kind of funny when Christ sends St. Patrick to this Irish nation, to this pagan nation, to learn the Celtic language as a slave and then return to convert many. You could say in Manhattan, maybe during the 18th, 19th centuries, there weren't that many Catholics. But today, Catholicism had a strong root, especially in the past century. And there is a big change in the demographics in our city. And so through divine providence, many people in Ireland and also in New York City have become Catholics, have turned to the Catholic faith. And so today, let us pray for our city through the intercession of St. Patrick. You know as well as I do that Catholicism doesn't really reign very well in New York City. Some people would even call it Sin City or even Gotham because of the crime wave that has spread for the past few years, especially these past few years. So as we continue our celebration beginning this evening with First Vespers for St. Patrick, think about the struggles that St. Patrick faced in Ireland as a captive many times, and many struggles that the Catholics faced in our city and continue to do so even today. So pray to St. Patrick, pray for the divine providence that will work in our lives and within our city.